Imagine work bay is like, I'm gonna go through her phone. I'm gonna find something. He clicks on her text,
and I'm like, this doggy's about to go crazy.
He's like, okay, never mind. We're good. I just like cried laughing to myself.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Gin and Toxic.
Happy Wednesday, bitches.
Wednesday. Oh, when this goes up.
Yeah, G&T day.
Happy Wednesday. For those of you that are listening when this actually goes out, you just fucked me up for a second.
I'm sorry. I've had the longest day
ever. We're recording on a Monday.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's
Monday.
Yeah, and it's also been gloomy and disgusting today.
Yeah, it's been a shitty... Well, I've been at my desk all day, so I wouldn't know. That's the thing about working from home is I get in like these...
You have a window.
Dark... It's not great.
Kind of. An alleyway window that provides no natural light.
So real. No natural light. That was so real. Literally an alleyway window. Fucking.
Well, that's literally why me and Paige's Upper West Side apartment was perfect, except for the fact that she had an alleyway window and she got zero natural light.
Yeah.
So when it was like, are we gonna resign the lease or not? She was like, I can't live here anymore. Yeah, like, yeah. I am a gremlin.
No, yeah, that all my other apartments, the lighting was, it's a main factor for me now. Yeah. I'm like, I need big windows. Anyway.
Toxic thing of the week.
Christina's gonna kick it off. I feel confident in that. I feel good about that.
Yeah, I actually have no idea what yours is, so it'd be silly. Interesting. Okay. Well, anyways. Mine is just that I thought I would share with you guys that my toxic thing of the week is that I am like best friends now with the girl that my ex cheated on me with.
No, it's actually, it's funny because we were just filling in our friend Hannah about, you know, the whole thing that went down. Yes. And then we're in a group chat, like me, Christina and Hannah. And Hannah's like, oh my God, like I'm listening to the episode. But I'm like getting back to her. Christina's not answering. I'm like, okay, so I'm just texting on your behalf.
Perfect. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden Christina answers in the group chat and goes, sorry, Hannah, I was at drinks with the girl.
Yeah.
And that then, he cheated on me with, but we're just friends now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what?
I sent a selfie. Hannah said the most iconic thing. She said, there are women and then there are icons.
Yeah. Like...
That was so funny.
Like, Christina's just like fully now besties with this girl.
It just, you know what? We discovered
there's
that
girls,
like,
girls, and then there's women.
Yeah.
Like,
women.
Yeah.
Like, no, but like, we went out for drinks. Like, I found all this stuff out like 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday. That Thursday, we went out for drinks. The following Thursday, we went out for drinks. The day after that, we had more drinks at my apartment. And then the day after that, we like hung out all night and went on like a walk around Williamsburg and got ice cream together and whatever. And we have just learned that, like, we think this is why my ex was able to like get through to her so well is because we are way more alike and similar than like we thought we were. Even down to like stupid shit where like she's a gin girl also. Like she's very much a gin girl like me. The looks, obviously, we both are like, you know,
same
like white bitches with, you know,
brunette
hair.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, like the spirituality stuff and then just like other.
Even
like
your exes
random,
aligned.
Even our exes aligned. We both dated Colombian men.
The hot Colombian that treated you like gold. And then all of a sudden you're dating the piece
the narcissist.
Of shit narcissist. Yeah.
No, literally, like we like bonded over a Colombian dick.
I love
we
a parallel just, like, timeline. I fucking love
it's
it.
It's so good. No, literally like parallel. Timelines and we just so like so many other things like we ended up just like getting along like so well and so she said to me literally on the first night that we got drinks like when we met up to like discuss everything that was going on when we were still in the thick of it she literally said to me at the end of the night she was like just so you know I really hope we don't stop talking after this because like I want to be your friend like I really like you she said that to me and I was like that is so cute because like I want to be your friend what the fuck and like
never mind how we met
like
I'd like to be your friend
I would like to be your friend she's a fellow Brooklyn girly
really
so, yeah
where does she live
well I'll cut it out of this beep but she comes to Williamsburg a lot because she like likes like she like never goes out where she lives. She's like in this area all the time.
Yeah, you can't go out
there. You can't.
That's not.
But yeah, no. But anyways, we were saying we were like in a really weird, fucked up, twisted way. We're kind of happy that this happens so that I was able to meet her and have another girlfriend in the city. And
yeah,
so
love it.
Yeah, Jeff ended up meeting her the other day. He came over and we were having wine.
I haven't met
Lily's
her,
next.
Which
so,
is
yeah,
weird.
So Lily needs to meet her because she is. girly girl of the girly girls.
Yeah, she's girly of the year in my
opinion. Of the year. Like literally girly pop of the year.
Yeah.
She found out what the fuck was going on and told me and like blocked his ass immediately and then had her friend DM me like, girl power. But yeah, so that's my toxic thing of the week is now the narcissistic ex is out of the way. He, you know, doesn't have either of us anymore, but we have each other.
I love that.
I love that.
You
there
can't,
are women
you can't,
and then there are icons. No, thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah, with the one line. Hannah's like one liner, like reactions to things are just priceless.
No, they're great.
She always says the perfect thing. Yeah, there's like situations where I feel like if you're going to like work things out with the guy, there's no way you can be friends with the girl. But otherwise, why not make a new bestie?
No, exactly.
We have one thing in common. I know that for sure.
We
got the same type. I'm sure we have something in common.
Yeah, it was just like I said, like even like I can't even like put them all together, but there were just like so many things
weird
that we would talk and then we'd be like, oh my god, and then we realized we're like, that's fucking probably why he was able to like get through to you so like, well, because you are a mirror of me and I am a mirror of you.
Yeah.
And then he just was bouncing off of that. Yeah. Like
it how did
was
he
just,
meet her? Oh, I remember the story, never mind.
Yeah, he fucking because he tried to hit on her little sister's friend who was fucking 19 years old, like ew.
Oh wait, never mind.
Yeah, tried to hit on the little sister's friend who's literally 19 in November, a month after we started dating.
Right. I always go to share something that I'm like, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. And then and then he like ended up like telling her that like he wanted to be friends with the girl's little sister. And then they didn't know that he had a girlfriend because he never said it. And then he was, you know, telling her like, oh, hook me up with, you know, girly in question. Her name's Seema. She doesn't care about her name being on here. Actually, I clarified that with her. He was like, hook me up with Seema. And that was in like February.
Because the 18-year-old wasn't giving. Like, I don't know.
Like, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, so that's basically my toxic thing of the week. Me and her BFFs.
Girling so hard.
Get her on GNT.
Immediately.
Yeah, she is retired crazy girl too. That's what she calls herself. So
love.
She has some stories. So
love.
Yeah.
Love her retirement. Not there yet.
Not there.
Oh, and perfect. My toxic thing of the week is going to confirm this.
Yeah,
okay.
I have no idea what yours is. So.
Oh, it's a fun one. So, okay. Well, it's kind of like I found something. So,
found something. My
man has a storage unit, and I just over the weekend whole clean out with him. Like, we went through all of his belongings and just, you know, we're throwing out stuff. I was getting some of his old furniture for my apartment in the storage
unit.
Whatever. And like, I don't know what this says about me, but like, as I'm going through the boxes, I'm like, what am I going to find? Like, I don't know.
I would do the
exact
same thing.
Because like, he's also a big journaler and, you know, I'm not one to go through someone's journal, but like, what if there's just a loose page?
Yeah, what if it flew out?
From the time that we broke up. I'm like looking at the dates like, no, I'm just kidding. But funny enough, I'm going through this one box and it's kind of the box that clearly he just gave up along, you know, when he was packing, he just was like, fucking, I'm putting everything in here.
Yeah, the fuck it box. And we all have that when you're moving.
When
the
you're
fuck
moving,
it box,
the last box.
You start throwing
it.
Shit in
it
just
was
to
that
get
box.
It there. Yeah.
It was that box. It was like one shoe. There wasn't the other. Like, crazy. And I'm going through it. And my first thing is I take out this little, like, it was like a little canvas, like 4x4, a little canvas of this stupid ass painting. Sorry, that was mean. I don't know what it, I don't know what the painting was. It was like a beach or something. And I'm like, David didn't paint this. like, what
you're
bitch?
Like, no man would
did
paint
some
this.
Arts and crafts for my man.
Right.
Like, because it's gotta go. It's gotta go. I don't care if it, I don't care who it was. Okay. So then I turn it around and it says, it's stupid. It's like a hometown friend. So it's like,
oh,
whatever.
I thought you were going to say girl best friend.
Oh my God.
I was about
now
to
now that
like,
would have been
no.
a treat. I would have brought the painting for show and tell and I would have put it right here, actually. No, it would have gone on the GNT wall if the girl best friend had a painting for him. That is not what happened. So during quarantine, David, I guess, work bae, whatever you want to call him, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal was. Like, this girl he went to high school with, I guess they, like, reconnected during quarantine. This was, like, in early 2020. We are talking over 3 years ago, okay?
Yeah. You didn't know him.
They didn't kiss? They didn't touch each other. Nothing ever happened. I think he sent her one text that was flirty, and I happened to see it when he was like telling me about her because they're good friends. Whatever. I remember everything, okay? So I find this painting, and it has her name on the back with like a heart. Like she painted it for him. Okay, so you're in love with my boyfriend. Perfect. So I go, what's this? He goes, oh, blah, blah, blah painted that for me. And I go, man, what's it doing here? What's it doing here? He was like, Lily, I literally told you we never did anything. I'm like, you called her pretty one time. It's gotta go. I've never thrown something in the trash.
It has a heart on it.
It's got a heart on it. It's gotta go. And he was like, that is so fucked up. He happily threw it away because that is what we do.
You're nuts.
Nuts. And then
you are nuts.
On top of that, there was some loose journal pages in the, truly loose. And I didn't read any of them, but David picked them up and he started one off and he was reading it. And it was like from 2 months before I met him. So I was like, okay. And I can tell he's reading it out loud to me. And I'm like, you are skipping. Skipping so many things. Like, I'm just like, I'm not stupid. He's like, had a rager night last night, took out my friends. Okay, and now I'm going to start trying to get back to the gym. I'm like, what'd you skip? What happened
What was in between?
And like, it was one sentence that was like, I think I have a crush on blank and blank. One of these girls I did know he had a crush on. Never did anything with, like, mind you, once again, never did anything with them.
He didn't even know you existed.
I wasn't like, even there yet. He met them both like 2 times. I'm like, I didn't know you had a crush on that girl. He's like, Lily, I didn't really have a crush on her, okay? It was like the first time I met her. I thought she was cute. I didn't even meet
you.
And yeah. And he's like, I didn't even like her like that. I just thought she was cute. And I'm like, so you're leaving me for her.
For her.
Great. I'm packing your bags and hit the road. Like, what? He's like, why am I even reading my journal to you right now? Like, we're supposed to be unpacking. I'm like, read the next page.
Yeah.
Read the next one. Like, it was just never ending. It was really funny.
Great. So you're in love with another girl.
And then like, I like pouted for like an hour and he was like, what are we pouting about? I was like, I didn't know you ever had a crush on that girl. I feel stupid. And he was like, I didn't even.
Yeah. I'm like, so it's like one of those like forced crushes. Like you feel like you should crush on them because you're spending time with them.
Yeah, yeah. Like I know the girl. Like, it's
you're
actually
like bored. You have a crush on someone because you're bored.
No, yeah. It's actually girl best friend's best friend. And it was just a girl that he was like in his circle. She's like not even cute. Like it was just like completely random. Like I've had crushes on every guy I've ever met. Like you know, it was like one of those. But I was like, what? Why'd you never tell me that? I've hung out with this girl. I feel fucking stupid.
Remember when I was trying to convince myself that I had a crush on
Yes. Like, no, he's just there. He's single and mildly mid. Like, just he'll do. Like, you don't like him. It's the same energy as that.
No, 100%.
It's the same energy. So I'm insane. I'm insane.
And let me go through your journal.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Do you remember when, did I tell you this or Paige? Do you remember when I was cleaning out my like closet in my old apartment or something and I found my manifestation journal and it was me trying to manifest like seeing the Palestinian prince?
We shared that once on
I
the
will
show.
See the Palestinian prince. I saw the Palestinian prince. Me and the Palestinian prince are in love. Like,
you know, didn't even like him.
You know, he actually texted me like 2 days ago and was like, what are you doing?
Like,
I was like, oh no.
What is happening? Yeah, no, you don't want to read. Can you guys imagine how chaotic my journal is? Like I come on the show every other week and I'm like, me and workmate broke up. No, we're back together. Like, that's my journal. It's like, okay, no, I love him. Big heart. Like, me and we're not friends anymore. Wait, now we are friends. Yeah, like, my journal is very chaotic. It's scary.
I don't even know where the majority of my, like, quarantine manifesting journals went.
No, I don't have a manifesting journal.
Are.
My journal, the purposes of my journals are for, like, my kids to read one day.
Ah.
So they can, like, read about my life. So I kind of write it in that way.
Yeah.
So I write, like, where I'm at in my career and, like, so I can, like, document things. Wow. I don't get, like, super graphic in there because the kids are going to read it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I actually, speaking of kids, you know what I really have kind of shifted my, you know what? This is another crazy girl.
What?
What do you think I shifted?
You want to have kids? No fucking way.
I'm not positive.
I knew the day would come.
I'm not positive, but I've been doing a lot of thinking. And if I end up marrying a guy who is also very financially free, mm-hmm. and we can stay in New York and raise little New York motherfuckers, then, like, I want one.
Yeah, I want
like,
one.
But I need one. It depends on, like I said, like, who I marry in this situation stuff, but I just brought up a crazy girl thought, too. You know how I told you that I was on FaceTime with Big Jeans for, like, an hour and a half the other day?
Not this. They're not even dating yet, you guys.
We're not. But, no, what happened was we were – I forget how we got into it, but we were talking about, like, you know, like, our ideal, like, apartments and this and that and whatever.
I would guess that he wouldn't want kids, actually. Does he want them?
I think he was on the same page as me.
If it works out, then.
Yeah. But also, he was on the exact same page as me in terms of, like,
staying.
I want to have, like, a place in New York City. This is my main place. I'm staying in the city. He's like, but also in a perfect world, I would ideally like a summer home, like, upstate or, like, whatever. For me, I was like, ideally, I'd like a summer home, like, you know, out east in, like, Long Island or something. But, like, I could do upstate. But, like, yeah, we were very aligned on that. And it was, like, the first time I've talked to a guy that was, like, very much aligned with me mm-hmm. on that stuff. Also, Big Jeans update for you guys. The other day, he gave me a call and was like, we should hang out more during the day.
He's so random. I love him so much. Like, just picture this straight man just sitting in his apartment, just like, I'm going to call Christina. Picks up his phone. He's like, hey, we should hang out during the daytime more. Yeah. That is what he said. He said, I'd like to hang out during the daytime. I'd like to go watch the sunset with you.
Yeah, he's like, I want to go on a Revel ride and, you know, watch a sunset with you. And he literally said, he was like, these are all things that I would love to do with you. Like, literally those lines. And I was like,
oh. He's like, I don't want to just dick you down at 11 p.m.
Although that's nice.
That's no, that's no. Great. We can do that after.
We can do that after.
But maybe the hangout starts like 4.
Yeah, instead of like 9. Yeah.
Like, that's when you know.
Yeah, so that was really nice. But I'm still in my I'm afraid of men era at the moment. So, like, is it casual? I don't know.
No, very casual. We're not. We can't.
Yeah.
We're tired.
We're tired. We're tired. I'm tired. GNT, baby. Let's get into it. We're going to be talking about the Lizzo lawsuit today, which we're sure you guys have heard about, but this is a lot. So we're
like,
going to just.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Basically, if you guys don't know, Lizzo is like getting sued by like 3 of her former dancers. It's a whole thing. So we wrote down a bunch of shit. So a lawsuit was filed by 3 of Lizzo's ex-dancers against her and her dance captain, accusing her of sexual harassment, body shaming, and creating a hostile work environment. Everything I'm about to tell you guys comes from, like, the documents themselves, like, from the lawsuit that was filed. But keep in mind, all of this is alleged, but...
Right.
Yeah, it's very
specific.
What
is their evidence?
I don't know if they have full evidence other than, like, people that...
Witnesses.
Witnessed also.
They must have enough, though, if they're... They probably feel pretty confident.
That's the thing, yeah. If they wouldn't able do to that.
You would never press charges against
the
Lizzo.
The one thing I will say, actually, that I didn't write down on here, though, is a lot of people got pissed at them because they ended up doing, like, an interview with TMZ. And everyone was like, you should not have done that interview with TMZ because Lizzo's team is going to probably use that against them 100%. In the lawsuit. And also, like, it makes it look unauthentic if you're, like, running off doing an interview with TMZ if you're actually trying
to, like...
Looks like
you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, a little weird. But anyways, all right. So with the sexual harassment claims, Lizzo invited her dancers to a club in Amsterdam's red light district with nude performers and did not notify them ahead of time of where they were going. Yeah. That's personally, so I love the red light district, but that's an acquired taste.
No, think about like in a professional environment.
No, in a professional environment. And also, like, if you're going to go to the red light district, like, that's definitely like culture shock. You need to notify the people.
Yeah, you have to be into that too. Yeah. Like, some people aren't very sexual people.
No, exactly. And then Lizzo was telling dancers to touch the nude performers, catch dildos launched from performers' vaginas, and eat a banana coming out of a woman's vagina. Now, I want to say I have a side note only because I went to the same show that she went to.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me telling you, but me and Paige went to the Red Lake District and we saw one of these shows and we literally saw the woman who has audience members eat a banana out of her vagina. So I thought it was kind of like interesting when I saw this. Obviously.
Num.
Yeah, right. What? Me, but what? Like, you know, that's sexual harassment. Yeah. So, but anyways, One dancer was verbally forced into touching a nude performer's boobs, even though she stated three times that she didn't want to. In, I remember reading, like, in, like, the lawsuit and everything, she kept telling, like, Lizzo, like, I'm good, like, as in, like, you know, like, that's, like, I'm good is, like, you know, slang for, like, I don't want to do that. Obviously, everybody knows that. And then Lizzo pressured a security team member to go on stage where they proceeded to pull down his pants and basically like expose his butt. And also apparently this was not a one-off thing. I didn't write this down in here too, but I did read that apparently there was another instance where she like brought them to another like nude like cabaret show or something in Paris without telling them ahead of time that's where they were going.
What? This is what you do with your friends, not your fucking employees. These are people that she pays.
And regardless too, like what? It's like a thing that you go to with your friends when your friends explicitly know where they are going.
And when they're super down. Yeah. Like, you like, don't go with like your square friends. You go with like Christina and me.
Exactly. Like, and it's like, you know, we are all like in agreeance to go. Okay. Bizarre. And then the body shaming stuff. Lizzo and the dance captain called a meeting where they called out a dancer's weight gain by saying that she was quote unquote less committed to the role. And this was not the first time that she made a comment towards this dancer's weight. And the dancer felt that that she needed to defend herself to keep her job, admitting that she was dealing with a binge eating disorder. And when Lizzo offered her time off for therapy, she felt if she accepted the offer, she would be fired since Lizzo and the dance cast would see her as quote unquote too weak.
Yeah. And she would be fired. I'm sure she would.
Yeah. I'm sure she would have been fired.
Or like, you know, we'll use you in the future if we need you. But we replaced you already. Like,
yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah. In that industry, it's cutthroat.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody was like very like everybody's pissed about all these things, but especially the body shaming stuff, because obviously Lizzo's whole image is like self-love and body positivity.
So ironic.
So it's very, very split. And then the hostile working environment. There were race claims made that apparently management treated black members of the dance team differently than other members, accusing black members of being lazy, unprofessional, and having bad attitudes. And then also Lizzo forced dancers to work under pressure and then would remind them that their jobs, quote unquote, weren't safe. Like they didn't have it like locked in.
Great way to motivate people.
Yeah, right. Like you're going to lose your job. Like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Lizzo had everybody stay longer once to re-audition for their spots, like, on the whim. This was kind of crazy. I remember reading this, and I was like, what the fuck? One of the dancers said that she had to go to the bathroom during a long day, but was afraid if she left, she would be fired, so she continued until she lost control of her bladder and remained on the stage dancing in soiled clothes until they were allowed a short break. And then, Lizzo's dance captain would force religious beliefs onto dancers, preaching about Christianity and sexuality, and would also make dancers uneasy by stimulating oral sex on a banana in front of dancers and discussing masturbation. The suit doesn't say, though, if Lizzo was aware of that or not.
Right.
So we don't know. There were also people that came out after the news broke saying that they stand by the dancers, and there was one woman who apparently was shooting with Lizzo for her documentary, and she said she had to walk away from the project after 2 weeks because she was treated with such disrespect, and she said that she witnessed how arrogant and self-centered and unkind she is.
Yeah.
And then Lizzo did, a few days ago, put out a statement, and she's...
Was it in writing? I didn't see this. A video.
Yes, it was in writing. It was a notes app apology sort of thing.
Okay.
I think she did make a video, too. I saw a video going around, but I didn't watch it, but pulled this from was her, like, notes app apology thing. She denied all the allegations. She called them false and outrageous. And then just a quote from there. She said that these sensationalized stories are coming from former employees who have already publicly admitted that they were told their behavior on tour was inappropriate and unprofessional. And then she goes on to say how it's never her intention to make anybody feel uncomfortable or like they aren't valued. And she also said that while she is open about her sexuality and expressing that, she won't let people use that openness to make her out to be something that she isn't. And she said this is something she takes like super seriously. And basically the verdict is very torn by the public if, you know, because a lot of people were, you know, siding with the dancers, and then Lizzo released her statement, and a lot of people are siding with Lizzo. It's very torn. Personally, I'm not gonna lie, I'm taking the dancer side on this only because I have a small like 2 cents to add into this. I actually almost tweeted about the other day, but I was like, I'll save it for the show. Basically, When I was dating Mr. Boy Band, he was performing in a, like, one of those, like, Jingle Ball or, like, summer shows or something. And Lizzo was also one of the acts that was supposed to perform that night. And I vividly remember, this was, like, years ago, too. She canceled, like, an hour before she was supposed to go on stage. And I remember their manager coming into the room and, like, freaking out and was talking to me, saying how Lizzo was, like, apparently acting like a fucking drama queen and was, like, bossing people around mm-hmm. and, like, basically pissed off, like, all of the production crew and stuff. So, like, they would, like, make comments, like, throughout the night saying that she was a diva and everything. So, I remember that was kind of, like, engraved in my head from, like, 2018, maybe 2019. So, that's, like, my two cents. So, that's why I'm, like, obviously I had, like, a personal... like, not personal, but, you know, like, yeah. I've heard from people in the industry and everything, and, like, being there, heard shit about her not being the nicest. So I don't really know.
And I told Christina, I was like, I thought of that because I remember you telling me that a while mm-hmm. ago. And I also know, like, I did celebrity styling for a long time, and, like, everyone talks. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah. never take a job if it's with this person, whatever. And Lizzo's stylist is Jason Rembert or something, but... also, when you're a celebrity, you do a lot of magazine covers, and yep. you don't get to take your personal stylist on those. So you just have to, like, you know, whoever the stylist is for the magazine, that's your stylist. So I knew a few people that had worked with her on, like, Elle and, like, Vogue magazines and whatever, and, like, were just, like, interns or, like, wardrobe assistants, and said that, like, her energy was very much, like, diva-esque and yeah. just, like, I don't know. Like, it's just so off-putting to hear that about celebrities at that level, because it's, like, why are you acting like you already have everything? Like, there's no need to, like, have that sense of air. Like, you should just be, like, so, like, you should just fill every room with, like, gratitude and just be grateful to people yeah. and kind. Like, what is the need to, like, act yeah. like that when you're already, I mean, you should never act like that, but, like, at that level, like, stop. Like, I don't know. I get this weird, like, energy from her. I really always have gotten kind of this weird energy, like, this not genuine energy from yeah. her. I can't put my finger on it, but, like, all of her speeches and just, like, everything, I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, not feeling it. So this is weird to hear. And I believe it. I can see her respecting boundaries of her yeah. employees, which is so weird.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess we'll end up seeing how.
Imagine your boss being like, we're going to a strip club. You don't have a choice. Not telling you. You just show up and it's a strip club.
Yeah.
And then being like, touch the person's boobs.
Go eat a banana out of their fucking purse. Boss is
watching you. Like, what a weird. And so you're going to say no, but you're like, do what? Like, what yeah. a weird. And some people, like, are not. Well, first of all, a lot of people aren't into strip clubs slash just, like, aren't very sexual people. Like, they probably felt yeah. so weird doing that. Like, that makes me so yeah. uncomfortable to think about.
No, I know.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how it plays out with the lawsuit. Like I said, a lot of people were like, kind of weird that they took that interview with TMZ. There was also something, I don't want to fuck this up, but so take it with a grain of salt what I'm saying. But apparently Lizzo's lawyer who's involved in the case, is, like, a guy that has been involved in some other celebrity, like, sexual assault, like, cases. And so people are, like, by her working with this guy, sus. It, like, automatically kind of proves her guilty of yeah. it. Because why would she work with him specifically?
I definitely can see Lizzo yeah. being, like, I don't know. Like, a lot of the other allegations are very specific about, like, race and religion. And, like, that's very specific. And obviously, like, you know, it's kind of yeah. hearsay. Like, I don't know. But I definitely can see her being the type that's, when she said, like, your job isn't secure. Like, yeah. you have to constantly prove yeah. yourself. Like, that's so fucked. Like, that's a terrible way to motivate any employees, yeah. especially, like, dancers. Because
it's like
that.
You're motivating them out of fear.
Out of fear. And, like, it's so unsustainable. Like, everyone always quits yeah. in those positions because you can't live like that. Like, that, what that does to your mental health, like, having a boss that talks to you like that. Mm-hmm. I could so see her being like that, though. Like, yeah. just, yeah, being, like, having this hell rehearsals. Like, yeah. I can't imagine. It's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess we'll just have to kind of see how it plays out. One other two cents for G&T, because it was announced yesterday and, like, need to bring it up on here, is Cody Ko and his wife,
oh my God.
Kelsey Kreppel. I believe that's her last name, Kreppel. They announced their pregnancy. She's pregnant with a baby boy. And I am so like one cute. Of, I don't think I've ever said this on the show, but I am one of like the biggest Cody Ko fans.
Yeah.
I fucking love him. I've been watching him for years. And then yesterday I opened up Instagram and it was the first thing that came up and I literally gasped.
I know. I gasped.
So happy and excited for them.
They're so cute.
They are so cute.
I really love them because they're so funny. And then, like, I love when he has the moments where he's, like, serious when it comes to that. Like, it's just so special. And I think it shows so many guys that, like, no matter how goofy and fun, like, there's no shame in just, like, I don't know, having a romantic moment with your partner. Like, what he posted about their wedding.
Yeah.
I just, like, I don't know, seeing such a goofy guy get like that is, like, really special. I love them.
Yeah, no, it is so fucking sweet. So, yeah, oh, my God, like, congrats to them. I am so fucking excited for them. And... yeah, that's basically it for Gene T.
Gene T.
Yay. All right. Get your mojo back.
Come on, baby.
Let's get your mojo back.
Who doesn't need this episode? I feel like everyone, literally. No matter what vibe you're on right now, you need this episode. Yeah.
So getting your mojo back. We're talking about it today. We're talking about, you know, bouncing back after being in a rut with yourself.
After being in a narcissistic relationship.
Yes. There's 1,000 reasons why you could be in a rut. You know, I obviously.
That's literally what she wrote down.
No, word for word, I said that literally, like, last week, obviously we did a whole episode about narcissists and narcissistic relationships and toxic relationships and stuff, and, you know, I realized when I broke out of that relationship, which was very recently, that I have been in this, like, rut for the past 6 months because I was in that relationship, and, like, naturally, it was just, like, draining me of my energy, my confidence, my mojo.
Yeah.
And it just, like, sucked because then we broke up and I was like, oh my God, I need to get back to me. Yeah. Like, so this was kind of like the perfect episode to do. Lily was also
unemployed for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but, like, kind of. So.
I'm like, yeah, Lily was, like, in a rut.
I had $4 for, like, 2 years and, like, one friend. So we're back. We're back, baby.
Yeah. Also, I did want to make it a point to say, because when I was writing some of these things down, I was like, why do I feel like I've said these on Genotoxic before?
We did some episode.
Yeah. So we did very similar episode to this one. If you guys like this and you want to learn more about, like, you know, getting out of that rut and just feeling good in yourself, we did an episode called Healthy Girl Habits. Mm-hmm. And it's basically so, like, ironic. Becoming the it girl mentally and physically.
I'm healthy, literally the opposite. I'm trying. I'm getting better.
My cholesterol levels are very high.
Not bad.
According to my blood work from 2 weeks ago, he said you need to work out more and eat a little less Trader Joe's frozen meals.
I had Taco Bell last night, so.
We had pasta and burrata today.
Oh, my God.
And I think I ate potato chips. I had girl dinner last night. I had potato chips. I had Takis. I had a few things of chips and salsa and then some Thin Mint cookies.
Perf. No, literally me. I had, like, Starbucks breakfast this morning. Disgusting. That's always gross.
He's like, yeah, like, eat healthy. You're. Cholesterol is high. Okay, sounds good.
Takis for dinner.
Eat some Takis. I sent Lily a photo of one of Takis. It was like covered in, like, the spicy dust. Like, oh, this is about to go crazy.
Yeah, I was like, thank you for sharing.
It was at the bottom of the bag.
That's what I woke up to this morning. It was the first text I saw.
I was like, that was insane. Like,
it's so stupid. Such a Christina text.
You know.
Imagine Workbay is like, I'm going to go through her phone. I'm going to find something. He clicks on her text.
And I'm like, this Takis about to go crazy.
He's like, okay, never mind, we're good. I just, like, cried laughing to myself thinking about
it. I said you. Oh, and then you text me and you're like, I want to shove an Erewhon smoothie up my asshole. Like,
guys, I've never had Erewhon. I'm literally crying right now. I don't know why. I've never had Erewhon. And every time I see one of those stupid $25 smoothies, I want it up my hole.
In
my gaping hole. Like, I need it.
Yeah, like, literally, Lily sends me a photo at the Subway today. I send her back a photo of me in the cheese section.
Our texts are like, so... We never stop texting either. Never, ever, ever.
Also, I text Lily. I go, do you want pasta or mac and cheese? I'm going to make some. I'm in between pasta with red sauce or Kraft mac and cheese. She goes, I'm leaving in a few. I go, great. Now, do you want pasta or mac and cheese?
And I was like, oh, I just missed all of this. I don't know why this is funny, but it's funny.
He's so fucking I'm just like stupid.
The thought of a boy being like, oh, I know, I'll just go through, like, their messages and I'll find something.
Yeah, and then they just, like, see, like, this, like, stupid ass shit. I'm gonna just eat a whole bag of Takis from start to finish on the show.
Yeah, you should.
Like, just open the brand new bag at the beginning of the show, and the show ends with me, like, emptying the powder. Like, powder into my mouth.
I'm like,
yeah. I knew you were going to say that. Oh, Takis!
I can't help it.
Okay. Getting out of the ride. Enough. Enough. I'm in a silly goofy mood it's like tonight. It's
the good old days right now.
I know. Why
some am I old G&T energy right now.
It's this Coca-Cola. I'm like, ah! I'm drinking a Coca-Cola holy today. It's different. It's so crazy. I'm going crazy.
You did not just say it's the Coca-Cola.
You see, I saw this TikTok today, and it was this girl, and she was like, I don't drink coffee often because, not because I don't like coffee, because my husband has to deal with me for 3 hours. It was like the most like millennial thing ever.
I just get a little crazy.
The meme I sent you the other day where the girl has the peas on her head and they're like, she's so crazy. Can't take her anywhere.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This shit's so funny.
Okay. This is a silly, goofy episode. Getting out of a rut. I'm not going to say that for like a fucking 30, 40 times.
No, I'm getting angry.
Take care of yourself physically.
Don't have Taco Bell every day.
Don't do it.
Don't
be like me and get high cholesterol levels at 24. I forgot that I was 24 the other day. Somebody asked me how old I was and I was like,
great question. Oh my God.
Wonderful question. I
don't want to see my birthday's in like 2 weeks, you guys. I don't want to see the number 24 anywhere.
We're so dramatic. It's like not even
can
old.
You,
in
can
the
we
slightest.
Tell everyone it's my 21st birthday? I'm begging you. Everywhere.
Free shots all night. That's,
I need it.
We'll get you a sash.
I want a tiara. I tried to buy a joint the other day and the guy laughs in my face and goes, what are you, 16? I go, you know what? What's really funny is I'm actually turning 24 in 2 weeks. And I had this guy dying. It was, oh my God, it was so funny.
Oh,
he goes,
what God.
Are you, 16? Are you fucking serious? I was so mad. I was like, I have makeup. I look good right now.
You with like your fucking bows in your hair that you like to wear. You have a bow on your fucking Bottega bag right now.
Whatever.
I'm 23, sir. Like, okay, Lily. No, it's fine. I get called 16 all the time, too.
Yeah, I'm like, I thought we had that in common.
Yeah, I would rather. But, like, you walk around with pigtails and bows, and
I do.
You're a cutesy little ginger, so, like,
lollipop.
Little strawberry shortcake is going in to buy a joint.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm, like, getting in trouble at school right now. I can't stop giggling.
I know. Okay, take care of yourself physically. When you're in a physical rut, you might not like signs of like a physical rut is, you know, that you're not really keeping up with your skincare, you're not washing your hair as often as you should, like you're not properly getting ready for the day, you're not eating right, you're sleeping too little. Yeah, like all of the above. And, you know, you might just not be feeling confident and sexy in yourself physically. And everything is a chain reaction with ruts. If you're not, like, feeling good on the exterior, you're probably going to, like, you know, if you put on an outfit that you're just not confident in, you're going to feel, like, super insecure and weird. And, like, if you're just not feeling yourself on the outside, how are you, you know, you're not going to be feeling yourself on the inside. And then vice versa, too. If you're, like, you know, your mental health isn't doing that good, you're physically, it's going to, like, show. Everything's, you know, intertwined. But, you know, easy first steps to that. Put on a nice outfit, you know, to start breaking out of that physical rut, start getting into your mental, you know, take extra time on your skincare, take long showers, do your hair or your makeup. If you're feeling bold, do both of them.
Oh my God, the next one's huge. Wait.
What? No, the pajamas the next one?
Yeah, this is bad. Like, I need to really be better about this. Like, I'll sit the whole day in my pajama. Like, if it's a, I like work from home. So, like, I'll sit the whole day in my pajamas. And, like, some days I don't even leave the house. Like, it's really bad. But, like, even if I do, I'll just put on, like, whatever. Like, I think getting up, even if you work from home, because I know a lot of people do, or, like, even if you just have college or, like, class, like, whatever. Putting on just like a workout set or just something that makes you feel like it doesn't have to be like a fit. Like you don't have to look like fire, but like, you know, just putting on like anything and like minimal makeup. Like, because technically I don't have to touch my hair and makeup any day unless I have a call or something. But like just putting on a little makeup.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like on here, I wrote down like, you know, instead of wearing pajamas, but like if you're just chilling at the house or you got to run errands or something and you still want like that pajama like feel. cute, cohesive, like, lounge sets. Yes, you know, like, yeah, a matching, like, hoodie and sweatpants.
It could even be pajamas, like, just not what you slept in that night.
Like, yeah, just not what you slept in, and not, like, the baggy t-shirt that you got from, like, your middle school field trip and, like, the Brandy Melville shorts.
Stop.
Like,
stop coming for me right now. I feel the middle school t-shirt with the Brandy shorts is a personal attack, and I don't appreciate it.
The middle school field trip t-shirt that has everybody's handprint on it. And, like, a bunch of signatures done in, like, pink Sharpie.
Not you
Sharpie.
FaceTiming me earlier, and I was wearing an XL t-shirt from high school and Brandy shorts at my
desk. That's, like, literally what I wear, too. But, yeah, like, if you even... I remember one time I saw this girl on TikTok say one of the easiest things you could do as, like, a girly or whoever to feel, like, better about yourself is get out of your pajamas and put on a maxi dress. Like, that, like, Skims maxi dress. Like, an easy, like, just slip it on. So comfortable. You feel more put together.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, so easy. That's obviously, like, you know, lounge set, maxi dress, whatever. But, yeah, it doesn't have to be a fit. Just not the pajamas, like Lily said, that you wore the night before.
Yeah. And I, like, I got up, like, a little early this morning before work, and I put on mascara. And, like, I did my skincare, which I usually just leave it at that, but then I put on, like, mascara and filled in my brows, and I was
that's exactly what I do every day. Yeah.
Like, I felt good.
And you just feel, like, way better about yourself. And then also physical activity. Going to the gym, going to a workout class, going on a walk, or just dancing around in your bedroom. Like, you know, just dancing around in your room, get some physical activity.
I'm really bad.
Hot girl walk.
With the gym. Like, I'm really bad with gym because when I'm in it, I'm in it. Like,
yeah.
I used to be an athlete. Like, I'm very naturally, like, just great at the gym. I can become, like, in great shape very quickly. But, oh, my God, the mental block I have with just getting into it.
Yeah.
Once I'm into it, I'm into it. Like, it's part of my routine. Like, whatever. It's bad. Like, I'm sitting here, like, for the past year. Like, I haven't done shit exercise-wise.
It's like... Yeah, getting into the gym is, like, that's, like, a bold thing, obviously, when people are just, like, you know, get out of rut. Go to the gym, because also the gym is a very intimidating thing, but...
Yeah, or whatever, workout.
It's more so about do some type of physical activity. That's why I say, like, go on a walk. Like, whenever, like, I'm, like, in a rut and I need to start breaking out of it, I try to go on daily walks. Like, even if it's just, like, a little 30-minute walk, like, around the neighborhood or something, like...
Yeah, you live in the best neighborhood for that.
On a walk... Yeah, truly. I do live in a good neighborhood for that. But even in general, suburbs.
I'm just saying you live in the best neighborhood for that.
I do. It's also the worst neighborhood at the same time, only because I get sucked into, like, stores.
Oh,
and, like,
that's so true. You know? You should just walk along the water.
Yeah.
Only. Because I would be the same fucking way.
But even walking along the water, I eventually hit Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I know. It's so bad.
And then I want to go on Trader Joe's, and I want to go crazy in Trader Joe's.
My hot girl walks always end in, I live in a neighborhood with, like, all these vintage stores. I always end up, like, being like, oh, I need a little trinket. Yeah.
But you know what, too, I will say, going on those walks and stopping in little stores,
window shopping
and stuff, it's stimulating for the brain. It's fun.
It's nice.
Next up, change up your physical space. Okay,
this is huge. This was my weekend.
Yes. No, literally, change up your physical space. It doesn't have to be anything super drastic, but, like, something as simple as, like, clearing up your space, getting clutter out of the way, moving furniture around, you know, like, it could just allow for, you know, fresh space, fresh start.
A deep clean.
And yeah, like I said at, like, the beginning of this, one of the things that I didn't, actually, a girl DM me about this and I thought it was pretty interesting, was some girl was like, yeah, like, you were talking about, like, you know, how, you know, with the narcissistic ex, he kind of, like, took over your space and stuff. And she was like, how did you clear your space and make it feel like home again and comfortable for you after he left? And like I said, simple things to get me out of that rut and get the space cleared was that I got all new bedding. I was like, I'm going to treat myself to all new bedding because I slept in this bed a lot of nights with this fucking guy. And so I was like, I'm going to get all new bedding. And I got all new bedding and it made me feel so good. And then, like, you know, just... You know, I started to get, like, some little decor things and this and that. And, yeah, like you were saying, like, just clean. I cannot work properly if I'm in a cluttered space. So if I'm, like, trying to, like, work throughout the day and I'm sitting at my kitchen table, but there's, like, shit just, like, all over my living room, I gotta clean it
up. Dude, I know.
I gotta clean it up.
I know. I'm so bad for that. I will say, like, I kind of had, like, a little bit of a breakthrough this weekend with Work Bay because, like I said, we were going to the storage unit. I was... getting some old furniture from him, and I've been, like, redoing my apartment since I started my new job because I have been living in New York for, like, 6 years, and I've learned this. I don't know why this is, like, a thing for me. 99% of people, they move into an apartment or their house or whatever, first thought is like, okay, I'm going to buy furniture now and like take care of my environment and like make a nice space for myself. But for me, I don't know why. I was probably young and like didn't really care. Like,
yeah.
I kind of had like a college mentality when it came to my apartment.
You're like, oh, I'm only going to be here for a year. Yes, so like, I always don't need to like dress it up.
Always. Yeah. And I always had a lot of issues in my apartments, to be fair, with like roommates, or I lived with my ex and like I knew I had to get out of there. Like, I always had like a weird living situation, to be fair. But even then, like, I have never taken care of my space. And I think that is a very big sign of like where my mental health has been the past few years. Like,
yeah.
I have not been necessarily like, I grew up in a very like clean house. My mom is OCD. So I'm a very clean person. Like, I love to deep clean. Cleaning my bathroom is my favorite thing to do. Like,
yeah,
that is who I am to my core. But I think because of like my mental health and whatever, I have not taken care of my spaces in the past few years. Like, I've been very guilty of that. And when Work Bay came in my life and came into my apartment, like, it wasn't like dirty or anything, but it just like wasn't set up. Like, we just don't have like the basic necessities. Like, we have literally like just enough stuff. He was just like, no. And he's now like on a mission to like, he spent the whole weekend hanging up all this stuff for me and like whatever. And it was so nice. But like, I'm now like, today was my first day working in a bedroom that was like set up,
actually set clean up,
and organized. And I was like, oh, this is why people are happier than me. Like, I get it. Like, you have to like create a almost like a sanctuary for yourself. And like, you don't need to have a nice apartment to do it. Like, you don't need Christina's apartment to do it.
Well, I tell people that whenever I like am showing them my apartment and especially my living room, I go, this is my sanctuary.
It is.
Use that. Because like, I am very proud with the way I've like set up my living room, and it's still not done. I'm still working on like artwork and stuff. But also like, that was one thing that was so frustrating for me living with a roommate, because like, I love Paige and whatnot, but like,
oh my God,
4 years we were in Hudson Yards. You could love your
roommate so much. It doesn't matter. Having a roommate is having a roommate.
Yeah. Well, like, 4 years living in Hudson Yards, we didn't have the greatest living room there. And I also love to entertain, and I want like a very cozy living space and like everything. So that's why I was so excited to get my own place. Cause I was like, I'm going to make this place feel so homey and so cozy and so me. And my mental health has skyrocketed just having like another room. I think that was another thing, like, this is a very good tip actually that I didn't write down on here. If you are doing everything from your bedroom, try and get out and like work either in a different room in your like home, or go to like a coffee shop, or you know, like a workspace or something. I found that my mental health would get like,
I'm in this right now.
I fully believe, and I believed this in my old apartment too, but I wasn't able to fully take advantage of it on most days. You should not work where you sleep.
No.
You absolutely should not work where you sleep. Like, obviously,
at least most of the time.
Like, yeah, obviously. Obviously, sometimes you're working from bed, whatever. But if you have the opportunity to get out of your bedroom into another room, you know, in, you know, your apartment building, in your neighborhood, in your, like, anywhere, get out, work there, and then come into the bedroom. When I tell you I wake up in the morning and, like, usually, like, I make my bed, whatever, and then this room is, like, pretty much off limits unless I'm, like, getting changed or something.
You're probably never really in here that much.
I'm always in the living room literally until the second I go to bed now.
So nice,
dude. Like, it's just, try not to work where you sleep. It will kind of fuck with your head and blur lines. Even, like, it's a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
For me, like, especially with my space, I've always had this, like, mental block where I'm, like, oh, I don't have any money, so, like, I can't afford this. But then I'm like, no, I'm spending money on like other things that, like, I've spent, you know, the last few years I've spent a lot of money on like traveling and experiences and like other things. Like, I need to now prioritize.
Yeah, okay, which is fine, to, but you just, which like, is fine, you know,
but now that I'm getting older, I'm like,
you need to prioritize,
I need
your space.
A nice space.
Yeah. And there are things in your space. There are things that I think are worth splurging on, and then there are things that are worth like saving on. Like, I think a couch is a splurge for me personally. I think splurge on a couch. Rugs, do not splurge. Rugs, get messed up and whatever. You could find great kitchen tables, coffee tables, all of that stuff on, you know, Marketplace. Yeah. And like you could get really great ones for a pretty decent price.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't even need like anything bougie. I just need like the basics right now just to like get me going. And then I think like get all your basics and then be like I did buy myself a really nice desk because I was like, I need a really nice desk. Mm-hmm. Like I'm working from home all the time. Like I picked my splurges and like whatever. But yeah, you can find like great little deal. Like Facebook Marketplace is the best.
Yeah, no. And also, I have never bought from this place before, but I've heard so many people talk about how great it is. Apartment Deco or Apt Deco.
It's like the abbreviation for Apartment Deco.
Yes, I've heard so many people get like resale like furniture from there and stuff for like really great prices.
Oh, apparently, slay.
Also, Wayfair has wonderful shit for pretty cheap too. Yeah, you just got to do like a little bit of digging and like whatever. So, yeah. And Target. When I tell you Target is up their fucking furniture game. I should
look there for my dresser because I'm ordering.
My entire kitchen set is from Target.
Slay.
Like, and my rug.
I've been looking on like Amazon and Wayfair and I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something.
Look, I'm Target. Telling you, look on Target and they always have deals going on.
Slay.
So anyways, that's everything about changing up your physical space. Getting your motivation back, not your mojo, but getting your motivation back, because you know this is obviously a given. If you're in a rut, you probably don't have much motivation. You need to get your motivation back.
Also working on this.
Yes. So I'm even working on this right now, so too. Today I actually had a very productive day. Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
I am too. Today I'm feeling really good. I got a lot of the last
like few days.
Yeah,
like, I just feel like we're kind of the energy is shifting a little bit with like all my friends. Like we're all just
It's the Lionsgate new portal.
It's the Lion. It's Leo season.
Leo season.
No, it really is. It's my birthday. That's why you're all happy.
Right. Everyone's happy because Lily's birthday is coming up.
Counting down.
We're counting down. But yeah, baby steps to getting your motivation back. Find something new to pursue and work on that you could be passionate about. This doesn't necessarily have to be a work thing because I know some people are like, how am I, like, you can't just like switch jobs easily or switch a project easily. This is even like get passionate about like a hobby or, you know, or just like something fun that you like to do. I, for whatever reason, something that kept me motivated and happy was when I had my fucking concussion. I couldn't do shit. I was making so many friendship bracelets and that was like my little hobby. And I was like, hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Like,
hobbies,
I love this.
Hobbies are literally, I think they have kept me afloat my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I just have so many weird little hobbies that I swear, even in my like most, even in my most like depressed states, I've like kind of clung on to them. They've like, it's been great.
Yeah, Lily's most recent hobby is Animal Crossing Treasure Islands. She's gotten me into it too.
Those aren't the ones like, I had in, I'm like guitar and like, but you're like Animal Crossing. No,
Lily's
honestly,
most
Animal Crossing.
Recent fixation is her Animal Crossing Island.
Oh my God, Nintendo Switch in general. I'm
nerding out.
You guys
could go follow us on Twitch. We do have the name Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitch.
We did.
I swear to God, we should really figure out how to stream Animal Crossing.
Dude, I'm so down. You don't understand.
DM us and let us know if you guys want to see us do an Animal Crossing live stream. Like that
20,
would be.
We have like 20 viewers. I'd be lit. I'd be so
happy. I'd be lit. It'd be so much fun. Anyways, though, but Lily fixates on that.
Sorry.
Reward yourself for doing small wins in your work life and your regular life. Obviously, rewarding yourself. And, like, rewarding yourself could literally be, like, just the satisfaction of crossing something off on your list and just being like, hell yeah. Or it could literally be something physical. You could buy something that you've always wanted. You could get yourself a little cookie.
I'm like alcohol, smoke a joint. Right. You're like, I'm like, yeah, no,
I'm
yeah.
Like, go eat a chocolate chip cookie. Get a pack of Chips Ahoy cookies. And every time you get a win through the workday, you eat a fucking Chips Ahoy cookie.
Right. You know what I had yesterday? A cosmic brownie.
Oh my God.
And I could taste that shit.
I'm
going to tell you right now that it slapped.
I can taste it like in my, the texture is in my mouth as we speak.
There's a band from my hometown. I don't know why it is. Their name was Cosmic Brownie. That is some hometown shit.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Cosmic Brownie.
Yep.
That'd be lit.
If Cosmic a great Brownie, band name.
If Cosmic Brownie was fucking performing at Baby's All Right, I'm there. I'm there.
Baby's All Right. I wonder if they're still together.
Cosmic Brownie, if you're listening
I'm
to this.
Tears.
You guys can open up for the GNT live show.
No, exactly.
Anyways, what I was just saying before, for like one of the wins, if you want to feel like you accomplished something, like literally crossing it off. This is how like I get the sense of accomplishment and motivation is I like to physically write down my goals and physically like cross them off as I'm going along the workday. I actually think that's why I feel so good today, because I got a new like binder with like, I got one of those like Muji binders with like the paper that you could like build your own binder thing.
Oh, and
I
wrote down. Fucking hot.
It is. Muji, and it was like $10.
Muji is my fucking shit. No, Muji is shit.
Oh my God. Everything's so cheap.
Oh, and I'm a to-do list
things
slut.
To keep you like, yeah.
Like, I got but my like, little Rare Beauty notebook every day. I'm like,
yeah, no, it's just the satisfaction of like, the done. Feeling of just like fully crossing off done. The task. Like that's why I felt like so motivated and good today, because I haven't done that in a few
what
weeks.
What is on your to-do list, Christina? And I'm not, nails, you do
hair,
a lot.
And I'm yeah. like, hey, no, it's not.
You do a lot. What's on your to-do list? Is it well, like text Lily 70 times?
Right.
Then clean my mansion apartment. Then go to my luxury gym. Then sit by the pool. Then no. text the teens to come take me down.
No.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe in the yeah. mix. No, but like today it was I wanted to fix our Planoly Real schedule. Oh. So I fixed that and I scheduled everything.
Don't you
added
guys want,
captions,
I
want to
know. I know that. You want to know. Like what is on Christina's to-do list? Like,
yeah, okay. So today it was fix the reels and TikToks. Mm-hmm. It was to solidify my life coach like program.
True.
Like make sure
never
like
forget.
Figure out like all the like nooks and crannies. Plan this episode.
That is her job.
Plan our next episode, which we're doing an episode with my psychic this week, guys. Very cool.
I've never had a psychic reading.
Yeah. So, and you're going to get one.
Oh my
we're
God.
Pumped.
Everyone's going to hear it. Imagine. Yeah. It's like, you're getting dumped again.
She's like, you've really been through the trenches.
Yeah.
Like, what else was on the schedule today? I had a lot of things on the schedule. Oh, but, well, this is like not like a, you know, thing, but like book my LA flight.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Can't say that. What else was there? I don't know. I got a lot of shit done today. I can't even think about what was on the to-do list, though. It's in the kitchen. I'm not getting up to get it.
No, that was a decent amount. Like, that stuff yeah. takes a long time, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, the reels took me a while planning these episodes. I, like, you know, Lily knows.
Honestly, my job's not much better. Like, my job today was, like, plan all TikToks.
Yeah.
But... Zoom
I
call
have,
with models.
One of the, like, right.
It's really not that serious.
One of the things that I really want to start at least working on this week, I don't know if I'm going to have it completed by this week, probably not, is build out the Gin and Toxic website.
Period.
Yeah. So right now, if you guys go to gintoxicpodcast.com, it'll just redirect you to our YouTube channel. But I want to fully build out the website so that way it's like a, oh, there's the birth control alarm. We
classic.
Love it.
That's been happening for a good year and a half now.
I know it has. I feel like it hasn't happened in the past few episodes, though.
I'm usually not here this late.
Yeah, that's true. Or we record after 9 p.m. Last week, we fucking were recording, I think, right around 9. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyways, what the fuck was I just talking about?
Oh, tits.
Oh, the Gin and Toxic website. Ah. Anyways, I want to build it. I want it to be like a one-stop shop.
Everything's there.
For Gin and Toxic things. Like people could go. It has our one
stream
sheet. It has this.
My OnlyFans. Yeah. Everything
right.
is there.
Like it's there. Like it's like, I also want to kind of create, on it so there's like incentive for people to go to it. I want to create like a blog like corner so like me and you could log into the website and we could post like a little like as if it was like Twitter or
yeah.
X or whatever. Be like, hey guys, how you doing? X. Like, you know, like whatever. It'd be cool.
Not
anyways.
X. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Twitter is now
in
X.
Mourning. I yeah. am a Twitter girl and I've been a Twitter girl since 2009.
Yeah. Oh my God, me too.
Like
me too.
What do you mean it's X now? No, it's not.
Elon's killing it. But also at the same time, I think Twitter is one of those things that's so established and like people are already kind of like getting over the like name change. And so far the platform itself hasn't really had any crazy changes
yeah.
except for like obviously the verification shit. But Instagram did that too.
Take
so
this too far. I hope yeah. it doesn't ruin it because I need a platform where I can just like have a thought and share it.
Yeah.
And like not a lot of people.
Did
I know-
you ever sign up for Threads yet?
No, I'm not doing that. Nobody's using it. It's stupid.
No, it like kind of went in and out. I
yeah,
been using
it went
it
in and
much
out
recently, but whatever.
For sure.
Anyways,
I'm
continuing.
Sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry.
We're getting off topic. This is a rough episode. We're getting off topic a lot. But last thing under getting your motivation back is kicking perfectionism to the curb. This is my Lily knows. Perfectionism is one of my fatal fucking flaws.
I think you rubbed off on me.
That's a terrible thing.
No, it's terrible. And I'm done because I want to start posting on TikTok. And I've put so much effort the last week. I've made these like day in the life ones. They're all fine. And I'm like, I'm not posting that. It's stupid.
Yeah.
No, post it. It's fine. Like, who cares?
I recorded a video the other day that I wanted to post on Reels about, you know how I say, like, you know, the whole thing of you don't have to like the first guy that's nice to you.
Yeah.
I recorded like a little minute long video talking about it. Yeah, like Serena Kerrigan's
type of like,
yeah,
just
like
blurting
just,
it.
Yeah, just kind of like talking about it. And then I rewatched it and it's perfectly fine. I just.
Oh my God. Please send it to me because I bet you it's totally fine.
I don't know. I can't bring myself up.
You're so annoying.
Anyways.
That's not your normal content too. That's why.
Yeah, but I want it to be my normal.
And you know what?
Content.
It might flop the first time because people aren't used to you posting that, but you just have to start doing it.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, that is the
kick
point.
Kick perfectionism to the curb.
Isn't that the
because
point?
It is so hard to break out of it because, like, you know, there comes a point where it's better to just have something done than to not do it at all or to not post anything.
Like, yeah, you want it to be good, but it's like people who make music and they're like, but they refuse to share it. Like, I have friends like that where I'm like, just put your music out. It probably does suck. Yeah, but like, you gotta
like,
put it out.
You gotta get something
out. How are you gonna get better?
Like, literally, I have talked about this multiple. I like go through like a roller coaster with my perfectionism, and it's been happening especially since 2020. Like, it was one of the very first things me and my life coach worked on, and it's been happening again like recently where I'm like trying to kick the habit, and she's like keeps telling me, she's like, you just have to post something.
Yeah,
does not matter if it's shitty, you'll get the constructive criticism you need, and then you carry on and you just keep doing it. It's better than putting out
but
nothing.
Even the best creators, like, they don't, not every single thing they post is good. They just post a lot. They keep you entertained.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Like, a lot of TikTokers blew up because they just be like saying shit.
Yeah.
And posting it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like,
even Instagram now, like, I need to be more casual about it.
Yeah. So, like,
I need to post.
Published content, published but imperfect content is better than no content.
Yeah.
And that goes for, you know,
especially
just in general
now.
With like doing things. It's not, obviously, we're talking about it in the terms of content but for content creators.
Yeah, sorry.
But obviously, it's just like in terms of anything, if you've been meaning to get something done, maybe around your house or, you know, just something, you know, done for yourself, whatever, but you just keep putting it off in the fear that it's not going to be exactly how you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do
it's probably
and
not
you
mama
go, it's probably
like you
not
can
gonna
redo
be perfect
it
the first time.
Yeah.
And then you could go back and you could perfect it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so kick the perfectionism to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And then change up your routine of your everyday life or get a routine.
Oh my God, please God,
this
someone
really
get
depends
me.
Yeah, well, this depends if you're, you know, it depends on what kind of rut you're in. Like, is your life too calculated and too routine?
Okay, no, that's
and that's
terrible.
What's driving you
like
crazy.
That. Dude, I hate people.
Yeah, and
like
that's
that.
A lot of people fall into a rut because they're just repeating the same thing over and over again. So, like, if you need to change up your routine, you know, try talking to new people, get a new hobby, go somewhere new. The new place that you're going doesn't have to be like a different state or this extravagant trip. Go to a new park that you've never been to, like in your neighborhood, like, you know, things like that. But then there's also the other side of the rut, which a lot of people struggle with, the people that need to get a routine because their life
structure.
Is too chaotic.
Yeah, if I don't have structure, like, that's why I actually, like, wanted a 9-to-5 job.
I will say,
I'll be my own boss, but I am not self-disciplined enough for that.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually a big reason why I struggle with the perfectionism thing is because I do work for myself and I don't have a 9-to-5 that forces me to just submit shit.
Yeah.
So that, I think, plays a really big role into my perfectionism because I have like too much leeway.
Yeah.
So then I end up getting in my own
head.
Oh,
I prefer when they just ask me to do something and I do it. Like, because a lot of my job is like, I have to come up with stuff and be creative. And I'm like, please just tell me what to do.
So if you need to get a routine, if you're in this rut and you need to get a routine, you know, start with like something as simple as like,
girl, get a planner.
Get a planner. That's
get
a great
Canva
one. I didn't write
account,
that on here.
Mama.
Like. Yeah, like get a fucking planner. Start writing things down. I put on here, start with like just doing like a routine during the nighttime, like after the workday. Have a very set routine that like you are definitely putting an hour aside every single night and doing the skincare and taking your shower, reading. Or get a consistent morning routine, you know, like wake up, book an early, the best way to start a habit in the morning. I really believe in like early like classes, gym, yoga class, or like having an obligation in the morning. Sign up, become a dog walker. Become a dog walker every morning.
I've been saying,
get the fuck out.
I've been saying I want to become a dog walker just like once or twice a week for like grocery money for like a year.
No, literally.
I haven't done it.
But still, like things like that, you know, make your favorite coffee in the morning and actually take the time to like enjoy it, you know?
Can you imagine?
Like start, before you go into like routine in your like everyday life, start with just like a morning routine or a night routine. Something to take care of yourself before you're taking care about, you know, all the other stuff.
I need this dude, I'm about to have a great day tomorrow. I need this
episode. Me too.
I'm feeling it.
Spilling about like my perfectionist feeling shit. I have life coaching tomorrow morning. I'm going to go to her and be like, I don't need you.
I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Andrea literally has saved my life. Anyways.
It's kind of funny. I'm actually for once in my life feel like I'm going to have a good for once in my life. But I am like, it sounds so bad, but I'm like kind of getting into a routine this week. I'm feeling really good. And then I'm actually going out of town next week. And I know that's going to like throw me.
Oh my God. No, I know.
You know, like when that happens, when you go out of town, that always is what like, fucking, but it's going to, I actually think it's going to be the type of trip where it's not like a wellness trip, but I'm going to feel so good after
it. I think also that like, you're going to meet like some specific people and they
fuel my fire.
Yeah, you're gonna feel really good. Yeah, I can promise you that. So yeah, for sure. Yeah, but anyways, once you master getting yourself out of like the general rut, then you can start focus on getting the mojo back, because like a lot of people associate the mojo with like feeling really confident, sexy, and just like good in yourself.
Or, yeah,
you know, so
you gotta get rid of the big sad first.
Yeah, get rid of the get rid of it.
I just accomplished out the door that literally like a week ago, and now I'm like, okay, time to get the
now
mojo
it's like
back.
Really get it back. So there's the mental mojo and the physical mojo. So with the mental mojo, focus on people who bring you positivity, incitement, and excitement.
Oh my God.
You can't get your mojo back if you're surrounded by negative, cranky people.
Get that circle fucking small.
Yeah. Like, get that circle in check.
I have just been like, cut you off. Cut you. Like, I can't. Yeah. I got
this
no energy.
This is a big one. Practice positive self-talk. You want to be talking good about yourself, that you're doing good things.
I'm
you
ugly.
Know, all of that stuff. Not what Lily's doing right now. Don't do that. That was, see, she was just saying that because she was trying to show you guys an example of what not to do.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then set goals.
No, not me. I'm ugly.
Just kidding. I'm like, Lily, we have a show we're trying to do. Set goals, big or small, and reward yourself once you hit them. We literally just said that before, but this is like, you know, more so, you know, your bigger accomplishments, I get, even if they're small, if that makes sense. But anyways. Even better, keep a list of your accomplishments. You really want to feel good about yourself. Write down the things that you accomplished and look back at it. I remember
that's
I
why
used
journaling
to like
is so good,
and that's why planners are so good. Especially I used to have. I'm really sad they discontinued it. The Boss Babe 90 Day Planner used to be my favorite planner of all time. Before they discontinued it, I bought a year's worth. Like I bought four of them because they're 90 day planners. And I used them up because the year went by and not living on that anymore. But the one thing I loved about that planner was they would have you at the beginning of the 90 days and at the beginning of each of the 30 days, like each of the month, you would write down like the big goals that you wanted to accomplish in the 90 days or in the 30 days. And then when you would go to the next month, it would prompt you and be like, which one of the goals from last month did you accomplish? And then you were able to write down like, wow, I actually got this done and I got this done that I wanted to. And it was like a really good, like, you know, motivator. So writing it down. Now your physical mojo. Your physical mojo. Dress nicely even when you're going to go do like a mundane task. This doesn't mean like dress up to the gods, but like just...
No, put yourself together. Dude, I just recently got rid of like those, like, not all of them, but those high school t-shirts and the sweats you've had for like 8 years. Like, I know some of them are
stupid
so...
shit that like you can maybe like lounge in the house around on like a Sunday, but like as
you
for
don't
like going
need, like,
out
multiples of that though. Like have your one special t-shirt and your one special pair of sweats, but like come on, grow up and go buy yourself a new tracksuit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, get a nice matching tracksuit.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but like, it does make you feel so much better to like be put together.
Yeah, exactly. One of the easiest things that's kind of like a little styling tip is to, have you heard of the sandwiching your outfits? I do this all the time where like, if you're going to wear white on your top, wear white in your shoes. So if you're gonna wear like a pair of white sneakers, wear a white tank top, and then the in between could be like whatever color you want. Like, it will always make you look put together. If you're wearing a black shirt, wear black shoes.
Yeah,
you will look put together even with zero effort. Little tip, because I'm such a fashionista.
Yeah, you could literally wear a white tank and denim shorts and just and look great put together. Yeah, it's just like, don't wear like the raggedy old shit.
Yeah. That's what, no, 100%. I mean. Also, wear, this one is like, you know, a little bit of a spicy one, but wear lingerie. In general, wear lingerie. Also, I wrote down on here, take sexy pictures, but for yourself. Sometimes if I'm trying to get like back into like my sexy vibes, I'll put on like, even if I put on like a cute pair of underwear and I'm in the mirror and I'm like, ooh, girl, like I look
the
sexy.
The Leo in me does this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, literally my boyfriend will look at my camera roll and be like, who the fuck did you send these to? And I'm like,
yeah, you're like, no one.
Babe, I've been staring at those for a week.
Yeah, 100%. Oh my God, I do that all the time. If I'm like walking around, like if I'm even getting dressed and like I'm in a cute pair of panties or something, I'll be like, oh my God, and like a little picture of myself, you know, makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Dancing to sexy music alone. You ever put on like a song that just makes you feel like, ooh, like,
oh, I have a concert nightly in my
apartment. No, like literally just like dance around in your underwear, feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Practice your flirting. This is like obviously for those of you that are like single girlies, like if you really want to get back into the mojo, practice
single taken flirt.
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
If you're taken, here's the thing. I still believe that if you're taken and if you're in a long-term relationship, you should 100% still be flirting with your partner.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you want to get back to your mojo, start flirting with your partner.
It's like the makeout. It's like the makeout theory.
Yes.
I brought that up again the other day to work.
Me too.
We kept making out. Oh, yeah. And you, yes. And
I was talking like, to some, I don't even know if it was you in work.
No, but you told me that you and Big Jeans do that. And that's.
Yes. Like, was it? Yeah, we've done that before. But in general, I used to do that with NYU Big Dick. Never did it with Narcissist.
Okay, the makeout theory is that if you're in a long-term relationship, you still have to have like a like messy random makeouts like every day.
Like every day, just like a every little day. Like a little makeout session. Like the thing, like not one that like leads to sex. Like there's plenty of makeout sessions that leads to sex.
All
just like a nice little makeout sesh.
Yeah,
it's great. Like
sensual.
Yes,
love it.
No, 100%. And then we're leaving off on another spicy note. Stimulate your curiosity and yourself. So stimulate your curiosity in the way that, like, you know, ask fucking questions about life and figure out the answer. If you've ever wondered something, Google it. Look it up. Stimulate your fucking mind, even if it's
reading.
Even if it's reading.
Or if it's like a certain topic you nerd out about. Oh my God. I have like, the most niche more? Interest, dude.
Same.
I'm a World War II girly. I've read every World War II book. I've seen every World War II documentary.
We've discussed like the Titanic people, like go off, I guess. Like,
no, that's me with World War II, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm so weird.
No,
my
I
dream
going down,
trip
like,
to Eastern Europe is to do all the World War II spots. Like, I'm
really?
Doing it. I'm doing it.
That's crazy. Yeah, so no, weird. Like shit like that.
Shit
and
like
obviously,
that.
Obviously, like.
I love horror books.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Also, like, you know, like we said, spicy note and yourself. I'm just gonna bluntly say
also get
it.
A fucking vibrator.
Get a vibrator. Just go to town on yourself. Like,
girl, if you don't have a vibrator, what are you doing?
I mean, some people are blessed and they could just like fucking DJ the puss and like get
I
on
can
with
DJ
life.
The puss, but like
I don't like I can too.
Oh my
but
God,
like,
I absolutely can actually. But I definitely think all girls need a vibrator.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody.
It's a different sense. It's just
to
different.
Experience a sex toy.
They're two different things.
But in general, I feel like when you like get into like the groove of like learning your body, you naturally feel sexier. So
yeah, that's true.
We're actually talking about today. We want to eventually like do an episode about
no,
like
she
you
asked
know,
me. If I wanted to today do an episode about.
Yeah, about like I asked her today if she wanted to do an episode about like sex toys and like masturbation.
I said
and
no so fast. I was
she
like.
She said no, but you're.
I said, first of all, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, what do I know about any of that? Like.
Yeah, but we were like, then it would make more sense to do it with like a professional.
Yeah.
You know, that like
I was
knows,
like,
Christina, like, body anatomy.
We just know that the womanizer is our favorite one and that is it.
No, literally, I come in here and be like, this is a clit sucker. Use it. Like,
that's all we got.
Like, and that's it for today.
No, that would have been the episode.
That literally would have been it. But no, but that's basically that. So yeah, you got out of your rut. You got your mojo back. This was kind of a chaotic one, but
exhausting.
Yeah, the episode is not over yet.
Oh, yeah, period.
We have, okay, wait. So you never, another thing that Lily didn't answer me on. Are we calling it gin and tips? Or are we calling it toxic tips?
Gin and tips.
Gin and tips?
Gin and tips.
Okay. That's perfect. Welcome to Gin and Tips.
Welcome to Gin and Tips. Okay, we just named it right now.
We named it right now. If you guys have listened to our last few episodes, you know that we removed Toxic Confession, RIP to her. Still send us Toxic Confessions because we just like listening and reading them on our own anyways. Mm-hmm. But a lot of you bitches need help. So we decided we're going to start doing an advice segment.
It's going to be like a combo. Like, send us your toxic confession that you need help with. Like, yeah, something fucked up you did.
So I also want to clarify, because I posted on the GNT stories yesterday being like, DM us like for advice and everything. And some of you guys were, so for this particular segment, like, send us like advice, things that you need advice on with like specific scenarios. Like, a lot of you guys like DM'd us and you were like, I need advice on like making friends or like how to flirt or something, which is great. And we want to give you guys advice on those. Those are like very like general things though. With this, I feel like make it like very like a niche and be like, this thing's going on with this guy or this girl or whatever. And like, I need like, you know, kind of like an Ask Abby sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, which a lot of you guys did send. And we're going to read one right now, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't remember what it said. I'm trying to remember, yeah, but I forget.
All right, so this girly says, I haven't really wanted to have sex with my boyfriend in, like, months, 2 months. It's not that I don't want him or don't love him anymore. I just don't want the sex.
Oh, yeah, I remember this now.
He doesn't really understand it, but he respects how I feel. I feel bad because I know that he wants to. Sometimes I feel like I should do it just because I don't want him to think that it has something to do with him. But I also really don't feel like doing it, and I don't know what to do.
This is a tough one.
This is a very tough one, especially because like the last few months of my most recent relationship, our sex really fell off, and it was this battle of like, he didn't want to have sex, and I thought it was me, and then it was and this.
My last relationship was the exact same.
Yeah, like,
the exact same. That it takes a toll on you.
Yeah, and so she's saying very bluntly, like, you know, it's not him. I just, you know, clearly this girl's libido is, like, you know, at a lower point right now, and I could totally see how it's, like, frustrating.
I need more, because I'm, like, I need to know why your sex drive is low. Like, there has to be a fucking reason.
Yeah, there's probably, like, external, like, circumstances or something.
Yeah, no, she said it has nothing to do with him. But, like, I hope this girl, like, because I feel like even for your own self, like, fuck him. For herself, like, I want her to enjoy sex.
Yeah.
And, like, want it. And, like, it's a normal human thing. So if you're not feeling sexual, like, that, I mean, some people just aren't sexual, and, like, that's one thing.
Yeah, so that's, like, the thing with this is, like, obviously, if this girl's, like, I really, like, don't want to have sex with him. I love him so much, but I don't have sex, but, like, he's disappointed, whatever. You need to find either some type of middle ground where, like, you know, you end up having sex, like, once in a while, and it's, like, that sort of thing. Maybe you're not having sex, and you're doing, like, because sex is very broad. I don't know if she's talking about the actual act of sex or if she's talking about, like, overall all
oral,
like, stimulation.
Yeah,
so maybe there's some sort of middle ground between with that. Maybe you could experiment with, you know, it seems like her partner, she's like in a hetero relationship, experiment with male sex toys for him. And in general, honestly, some people just aren't sexually compatible. Very, like, true. I think the fact that me and my ex weren't really having sex the last like 2-3 months, if I didn't break up with him for, you know, the reasons that I did, I would have eventually broken up with him because the lack of sex was becoming too much. And it, like, it sucks because sex isn't, like, you know, the full relationship. But for a lot of people, it's a very important part of a relationship, and it does play a big part. Like, for
so
me.
So important.
Yeah, for me, like, so I can't not, like,
hello?
Have.
Because
also that, like, for me, like, I need to, like, have sex and be intimate with my partner to, like, you know, feel closer to them, you know?
Did I ever tell you that my roommate was like, asked me in work bay one time, like, you know, how often, or I think she just asked me that That would be kind of weird, but whatever. She was like, how many times ideally would you like to have sex?
You told me that.
I was like, oh, and she goes, because for me, it's definitely 15. I was like, oh my God.
No, didn't she say like she needs to have sex like twice a day or something?
But I was like, honestly, same. But no, I like would like to have sex every day, though.
Yeah, no, every day is good with me.
It's part of my nighttime routine.
No, it is. Like, you get railed and you go to bed and then everybody's happy.
It helps. Oh my God, it's so good for sleeping. It's so
no,
great.
I know it is. But anyways, okay, to wrap this up, though, I mean, general advice for this girl is just like, you know, if you definitely, you're saying that, like, clearly she's already had the conversation with the boyfriend about it, about how she's feeling.
Yeah.
He respects it, but is obviously having a hard time, you know.
That's kind tough because from the guy side, like, because me and Christina have experiences. We've dated guys who didn't really want to have sex with, not us, but just in general. Like, they just, like, weren't very sexual guys. And, like, in that scenario, as a woman, you can kind of, like, I mean, you shouldn't. But you know what I mean? Like, you can be a little bit more pushy and it doesn't come across the weird way. But I feel like as a guy, if you try to be convincing, it could come off really bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I do understand that point of view where he's not getting what he wants.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's and a human, like, you know, natural thing. Like.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, I wish we had, like, a little bit more info on this girl as to, like, why she doesn't want to have
sex. Did she ever like having sex with it? Like, was there a point where they were sexually very...
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, with just the general context that we do have, you know, and it seems, like I said, that they've already had a conversation about this where he said he respects it, but obviously he's having a hard time with it. You need to either come up with an alternative in terms of, like, maybe you're not having sex, but you're doing, like, the foreplay for it.
Yeah.
If sex for her is not just, you know, fucking, you know, dick and vagina or whatever, then, like, you know, I lost my train of thought.
Wait, you just said that?
Yeah.
Dick and vagina.
Well, no, because it's like, that. You need to come up with other things. So it depends on what she means by sex. Like, does she not want to do any of it? Or is it that she just doesn't want penetration?
Yeah.
You know, because if it's just the penetration, then...
Dick and vagina.
Then dick and vagina. Then you can, like, do other things, obviously. But if it's, you know, sex as a whole, then, you know, you need to sort of figure things out. And, like, how can he get pleasure? Does that mean, you know, experimenting with, you know, pleasure toys for him? Is it, you know, opening up your relationship if you're comfortable with that?
So that was a thought I had.
Yes. So that he can get that pleasure from other people or just in general.
I think I suggested that to my ex and he was like, are you okay? I was like, well, I need dick. So it's either you or someone else.
Like, no, literally. And then, yeah. Like,
I chose someone else.
Yeah, and clearly. because then it gets to a point where you just, you know, sometimes you just realize you're not sexually compatible.
Like, hello?
And it's also a thing where it's like, you know, maybe you were sexually compatible once, but fucking people's circumstances and
lives
change.
We were never sexually compatible.
Yeah. I don't think me and my ex ever were too. I think we tried to be. And
no,
like,
we tried to be.
Just because, also, I want to make a point here. Just because the person you're with does make you come doesn't make you sexually compatible.
No.
In my opinion.
I can make. No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I do not think that me and my ex were sexually compatible in the slightest. Did he make me come? Yeah. But, like, no. We were definitely not aligned.
I remember
on
the
a
fifth
lot
time
things.
Fucking my ex, I'm like, are you gonna call me a slut or are we just gonna sit here and, like, talk about the weather? Like, what are we fucking doing right now?
No, my ex couldn't dirty talk and it drove me nuts because dirty talking is like.
Dirty talk. Please don't even, like, talk to me ever.
Some people, but you know what? Some people, if both parties
well,
are
some
like.
Some people hate it.
If both parties are like, dirty talk is cringy and you wanna fucking, you know, silence, then be my fucking guest.
No, go off.
You know, not gonna fly for me, but that's just me.
It's not working for
me. So to this girl, you need to just figure out, you know, what sex is to you. If it is, you know, sex as just everything or if it's literally just the penetration, because, you know, obviously if it's only penetration, you have some leeway there. And if that's not the case, then, you know, consider opening your relationship, which that's like a whole other can of worms, obviously. But if that's the route you want to go down, then that's the route you want to go down. And then you got to have like a really in-depth conversation
tell her
with
that
your partner.
Answered it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
And then, you know, or just consider the fact that maybe you're not sexually compatible. And if you're not sexually compatible, is that a make or break for your relationship? Yeah. And it seems like it might be for him.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to, you know, keep him strung along in this relationship mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe you're giving him the hope that you'll get back to it one day if you just, like, don't think that's the case.
Yeah, and especially, like, if you're going through that, it, like, if you used to like having sex with him and now you don't, but you don't think it has to do with him and it just has to do with you, girl, maybe you should take some time to figure out.
Yeah, what is going on? Why are you not, you know?
Is it, like, a physical thing? Is it your sexuality? Is it, it could be so many different things. Or, yeah. like, your confidence. Like, it could be so many things. Like, when people lose their sex drives, it can be a number of yeah. things. It could be health. Like, you know, you could probably health need to related. See a doctor. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, it is worth looking into. And
100%.
Yeah, on both sides, for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to send this to her so she knows that we replied, but we would love a little bit of context, and maybe we should start doing, like, updates, too, like.
Yes, if you're listening and you want us to, like, dive in further and give us more context.
Yeah, maybe give us a little that's more a good context, idea. Or, yeah, give us a little update, and yeah. we'd be happy to, you know, tell the listeners and go from there.
Sorry.
All right, cool. I feel like that went good for, like, a first, like, time advice thing.
We did our best.
Yeah, this episode was kind of chaotic too. It was one of those episodes. I'm already picturing the DMs. You guys need to stop getting off topic so fucking much.
Okay, but then when we like don't like then but then there's the other boring. Comments. Yeah, then there's the other comments that are like, I miss when you guys used to get off.
Yeah,
you know more. It's like, okay, you guys
take a struggle.
You're so annoying.
Whatever. We're like, you guys suck.
I know.
We
I love
you.
I love you, but like,
we love
not
you.
Them.
You know what, though? They're real as fuck with us. And that's exactly yeah, how I want them to be. So they're like, I fucking love you guys. You guys are my spirit animals. Stay on top.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fair. Like, fair. It's fine, fair. It's fine. But anyways. All right, guys. So that is it for today's episode. Make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. DM us, you know, your situations that you need advice on, all of that stuff. DM us for gin and tips. And yeah, you can follow us and find us on our personal social medias, always linked in the episode description. And we will see you
goodbye.
Next week with a guest.
Yes,
we will see
guest.
You next week with a guest. So
bye-bye.
Bye.
Slay.
Come on.
Just two white girls with infinite vocabulary.